inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
It may be raining lightly in southeast Alaska this morning, but it doesn't mean that we can stop watering our garden vegetables and other plants. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt. Rumor has it we're in severe to extreme drought, according to the Weather Service.
Ah, okay. Well, that kind of puts it a little bit in more context here. It's not a big, huge downpour, just a few sprinkles here in Juneau. We should probably still be getting out the hose and watering our vegetables here?
Certainly the newly planted stuff, yes. I am not watering my garlic, which has been in the ground since last fall. It's well anchored and, you know, has nice deep roots on it. But the newly planted stuff, absolutely. That needs to have a steady moisture supply, whether that's your little cabbage starts or tomatoes and cucumbers in the greenhouse or any other stuff. And making sure really that when we plant seeds like lettuce or peas or any of that, that the soil is moist to begin with. I mean, they're better off doing that than rather watering over the top of them to water stuff in, partly because we can be puddling the soil, we can actually be compacting the soil if we're not careful. So we have to be careful what we water, when we water, and how we water.
And usually the surface of the soil usually dries out faster than below the surface a couple inches, right?
Exactly. So we've got these soil moisture detectors, several on each hand. Some people have more than others. But poke your fingers in the soil to see what it feels like, or dig a hole. You know, dig a hole with a trowel or a shovel in your soil. And again, depending on how deep you're planting things, you know, whether you're digging a big hole for a tree versus barely scratching out a little row for planting lettuce or carrots, still you need to have moisture in there to begin with so that when they germinate, they don't dry out and die.
That's some cutting-edge technology there, Ed. One on each hand.
If you saw some of my fingers, which, yes, they have been, some of them have been shortened a bit, yes. that's poor technique on my part. But again, yeah, and then look at our pots on our decks and hanging baskets, of course. If we've got a breeze on a sunny day, they really dry out fast. So we may need to be, and this is early in the season, of course, but still, we may need to be watering those almost every day, if depending on the conditions. It's supposed to be a nice weekend. Make sure you look at your plants to see that they are not wilting. And don't worry about not watering or watering in the sun. You know, that this thing about getting water droplets on the leaves that will burn the leaves when the sun magnifies them. No. Plants are wilted, water them, you know, whenever that happens to be. So you don't have to wait till nighttime while they're wilting for 6 or 8 or 10 hours of stress during the day.
Okay. And we've only got a few minutes here, but I think we got time to take a question from a listener. DJ writes, how do you kill cow's parsnip? And before you answer that question, maybe you should give us a little bit of background about this plant.
Sure. So it is a native plant, usually grows near the, kind of above the wetlands, does just fine in our gardens. It is a parsley and carrot relative, has a big head of white flowers, kind of like you mentioned earlier, kind of an umbrella-shaped head, which means it's in the umbelliferae family, appropriately named. The plant, young parts of it are edible, young stems that are peeled, but a lot of people are very sensitive to get dermatitis, skin blisters, burning, and particularly badly on a sunny day. So for the sensitive folks, sorry to hear that. I know some folks who can hardly walk past the stuff and they will break out. And I can pull it barehanded so far, but that may change, you know, in sensitivity. So you've got to be very careful when handling this stuff. To kill it, it's pretty much digging down the roots because it has a taproot. It's a perennial, comes back every year. bigger and bigger usually. And otherwise, if you can do it too, if there's a lot of it around that you can't dig it all out, at least cut off the flower heads before they bloom or before they set seeds, so then you don't get more of them. But digging out the roots, and they'll go down, they can go down a foot or more, depending on how nice a soil they are living in. You can chop them off, put some cardboard over the top of them to stop them from resprouting. That can work too. But just keep working at it if you don't want to use some nasty chemicals, which may be bad for you or us or the environment.
Yeah, there's something like Roundup. Does that actually work?
It does. I mean, if you spray it, in particular on the young plants that are growing now, you know, get it on the leaves. And you, again, if you're using Roundup, you know, use the precautions. Don't breathe this stuff in. Wear gloves. And spray it on the leaves on a non-windy day. And you usually need a cup, an hour or two, to dry onto the leaves for it. It's then taken into the plant and then down into the roots, and can be quite effective if used properly.
Yeah, I remember trying to dig some of that out of my yard, and I got some nasty, almost like chemical burns all over my arms.
Yes.
and face.
Yes.
You need to keep yourself protected.
Yes, and do not weed whack it. I mean, that, you know, it's like you're vaporizing this stuff. So now there's juices in the air, juices that will land on your bare skin, you know, whether it be face or hands. You know, yeah, have your protective gear on. But, yeah, I would not recommend weed whacking. Better to carefully cut it down, and you can even take some Roundup and paint the stem with the Roundup, you know, the very base of it where it goes into the ground.
Okay.
That, again, that way you're very carefully applying the chemical.
Okay, Ed, we got to go. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, man. My body
and my brain to the muse. Garden Talk is a weekly feature during KTOO's morning edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. Go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk to sign up for the podcast or to ask a question about gardening and yard care. We may answer your question during an upcoming broadcast.